Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into some of the most exciting developments in the tech world. First up, let's talk about PalmPay, the African fintech company that's making waves with its plans to raise up to $100 million. So what's the buzz about PalmPay's latest move?
PalmPay, a prominent player in the African fintech scene, is in discussions to secure between $50 million and $100 million in a Series B funding round. The company, which has already raised nearly $140 million, is now profitable and looking to expand its footprint in Nigeria and beyond.
I can't help but wonder, what does this mean for PalmPay's position in the fintech market, and how might this funding round impact their operations?
PalmPay's potential funding will likely bolster its operations significantly. The company aims to deepen its presence in Nigeria, scale its business-focused offerings, and roll out new products. With its current profitability, this injection of capital could propel PalmPay closer to unicorn status, enhancing its competitive edge in the fintech industry.
This reminds me of how strategic funding can transform a company's trajectory. Now let's shift gears to Amazon, which is reportedly training humanoid robots to deliver packages. What's the latest on Amazon's robotic ambitions?
Amazon is developing AI software to enable humanoid robots to deliver packages. These robots will be transported in Rivian electric vans and are set to undergo real-world testing at a new facility in San Francisco. This move is part of Amazon's broader strategy to automate its delivery operations.
That's fascinating. What kind of infrastructure is Amazon putting in place to support this initiative, and what could it mean for the future of delivery?
Amazon has constructed an indoor humanoid park for training these robots, which includes a Rivian van for practical exercises. The aim is to have robots efficiently deliver packages, potentially reducing reliance on human delivery workers. This could revolutionize logistics, offering faster and more efficient delivery services.
The future of delivery is certainly looking high-tech. Speaking of technology, let's talk about Apple and Alibaba's AI partnership in China, which is facing some hurdles. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Apple's AI partnership with Alibaba in China is delayed due to regulatory approvals. The Cyberspace Administration of China has yet to approve their applications amid ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China. This delay highlights the geopolitical complexities tech companies face in cross-border collaborations.
Given the geopolitical climate, how might this delay affect Apple's operations and its strategic goals in China?
The delay could hinder Apple's ability to integrate its AI features in China, potentially affecting its market competitiveness. Moreover, it underscores the challenges U.S. companies face when navigating China's regulatory landscape, especially in sectors involving sensitive technologies like AI.
Navigating international partnerships is no small feat. Now, let's turn our attention to Circle's IPO. What's the latest update on this stablecoin firm's public offering?
Circle Internet Group has finally priced its IPO at $31 per share, valuing the company at $6.9 billion. This marks a significant milestone as Circle becomes the first major crypto company to go public since Coinbase in 2021. Circle's USDC stablecoin is a key player in the digital financial ecosystem.
With the crypto market's volatility, what are the implications of Circle's IPO for the industry?
Circle's successful IPO could signal renewed investor confidence in stablecoins and the broader crypto market. It also sets a precedent for other crypto companies considering public offerings, potentially paving the way for more mainstream acceptance and integration of digital currencies.
Circle's move is definitely a landmark moment. Shifting gears, let's discuss Snap's latest announcement about their AR Lens Studio. What's new on that front?
Snap has launched Lens Studio apps for iOS and web, making it easier for users to create AR lenses using AI tools. These new platforms allow both novices and professionals to design customized lenses, expanding Snap's reach and enhancing user engagement on the platform.
How might these new tools impact Snap's user base and AR development?
By simplifying AR creation, Snap could see increased user-generated content and engagement, potentially attracting new users interested in AR technology. This move also positions Snap as a leader in AR innovation, fostering a creative community around its platform.
Snap's focus on AR is certainly intriguing. Finally, let's talk about Unity's CTO, Steve Collins, stepping down after just 6 months. What's behind this sudden change?
Steve Collins has resigned from his role as CTO at Unity for personal reasons. His departure comes amid ongoing internal challenges at Unity, including past controversies over pricing models and leadership changes. Unity remains confident in its tech team's ability to continue driving its strategic initiatives forward.
What does this leadership change mean for Unity's future, especially in such a competitive market?
Leadership stability is crucial for Unity as it navigates a rapidly evolving gaming industry. Collins's departure could lead to uncertainty, but it also presents an opportunity for Unity to reassess its strategic direction and strengthen its leadership team to better compete in the market.
Leadership transitions can be challenging, but also offer a chance for growth. That wraps up today's episode, filled with fascinating insights into the tech world. Stay tuned for more updates, and thank you for joining us.